Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Today, we're joined by Elishba Imran, and she is a 15-year-old working on artificial intelligence and augmented virtual reality. And she's also really passionate about engaging with having more women in STEM. So thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. So yeah, why don't you start off telling us a little bit more about you and your story?
Yeah, so I'm, as you mentioned, I'm really, really passionate about artificial intelligence. And I just got into augmented and virtual reality as well. So I've started to develop my own applications. And I hope to, as I start to kind of develop my skills a little bit more, I hope to go deeper into the brain computer interfaces. So currently I'm actually taking a course at U of T to learn more about neuroscience. So that's also something that is really interesting for me. Yeah, so how I really got involved with just STEM and science in general is really this year I started to engage in a program called the Knowledge Society. It's essentially a human accelerator program where youth like myself get exposure to some of these emerging groundbreaking technologies that are currently really huge. So one of them being, you know, artificial intelligence. But really I've always had a passion for technology and innovation. Growing up, my parents are engineers. So I guess it's just kind of stemmed from that really. I always saw myself just doing this. And when I kind of went into middle school, I really saw a huge gap where I felt like there wasn't as much exposure as I felt like could be given out to youth like myself. You know, there was like robotics or Lego League, little things like that, but there wasn't really any other exposure that was being given to females. And I remember the very, like my middle school robotics team that I joined, I was really the only female there. It was really, for me, that was really huge because, you know, growing up with parents who are already really involved with STEM, I just wasn't aware that this world existed. And so really I got into it from there. And then as I kept kind of going, I always had an eye for technology, but as I felt like there's a huge gap within our education system where, yes, they might be telling us about these career paths, but they're not really giving us the opportunities or showing us how exactly we can get involved. And so that's something I'm really hoping to engage in and help to fix that gap, because even in high school now, I feel like, you know, you always hear about the different career paths. There's engineering, you can be a doctor. Those are like the main traditional career paths that we hear of, but there's so much more that you can do within STEM and technology. And so as I got involved in it, I just realized that there wasn't much that was being taught to us within school itself, which is where most youth like myself, you know, spend most of their time. And that's where we learn most about the world, you know, through what we're told. And so from there, I started to just get more involved. And I've always had a passion for just empowering more females. And so I started to join clubs and starting my own initiatives. So currently, I started my own non-for-profit organization called STEM Allegiance. So it's just within the Peel region. It's not really a huge thing, but I'm hoping to make it a huge thing one day. It's essentially just a few events that we've held where we just introduce, you know, all types of youth, even male, female, to STEM, and we just give them workshops and mentorship opportunities as such, as well as I am an executive member of an organization called the Girls Empowerment Movement. And so through that, I've been promoting more females and just kind of engaging with more females, which is something that that's one of my largest goals, is just to get out there, jump out of my comfort zone and really just engage with more people to understand what's really out there in our real world, you know, what kind of society and atmosphere we have out there. And as I've started to engage with that and I've started to get a feel of that, I feel like I'm able to make an even larger impact. And so that's one of the reasons why I actually got involved with the program, the Knowledge Society, which was huge because the program not only, you know, introduces you to these new technologies, it also shows you the different ways where you can, you know, make your impact. It's not just the traditional career paths that have been, you know, paid for us and that are well known. There's a lot more out there. And so learning about that, I got involved with artificial intelligence and AR and VR, and I hope to continue kind of growing in that. This is really just a start for me, and I hope to just grow my outreach and just meet new people as well. So yeah, that's just a little bit about what I'm passionate about and just how I got involved in this field.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing that. And it's really cool to see like all the different kinds of initiatives that you're involved in when it comes to like empowering girls. So tell us a little bit more about that. Like, what do you find to be the biggest thing that girls have like holding them back from like going towards things like STEM or like pursuing their passions more?
Yeah. So I think for me personally, it's just at this point, it's just that there's a huge gap. So, you know, females are aware of this world out there, but they're that little bridge where they can take, you know, those, that little gap is essentially those opportunities and the ways for them to just get involved. So I feel like even for me, you know, from my personal experience, because that's what I can mainly speak from, is just that I've always had a difficult time finding opportunity. So I remember when I just came into high school, one of the largest challenges for me was just finding places where I felt comfortable and finding those opportunities and those clubs, those groups of friends where I felt most comfortable. And I feel like that's something that our school system and our education system can just be better at, is just group, like bridging that gap. Because it's one thing just telling females about what they can do, but it's another thing actually practically showing them, giving them an opportunity, whether that be like an event that they can attend or some kind of workshop where they can get firsthand experience and get started into the field. I feel like we need a lot more of that. And so that's a huge, huge gap. Even from my experience, you know, having to overcome that was very difficult, and having to find the right people. And it's a lot of work for females themselves. And I feel like that's what's so difficult, is that it's not very outspoken of right now. It's not really out there where you can just find these opportunities. You really have to hunt them down and go into it yourself. And so I feel like something that, you know, we need to work on as a society is just helping to bridge that gap, you know, create more opportunities for females, give them need in order to be successful, in order to see themselves build a career. You know, you have to be able to see yourself, your life, and thing is just starting early. So I know for myself, my parents growing up, they always created an equal atmosphere in my household. So, you know, they buy the same toys and put me in the same clubs and extracurriculars and sports as my brother. So this automatically created an environment in my household where I felt like I had the same responsibilities and I could do just as much as my brother. And so I think that that's something that we need to work on as well, bringing up our children from a young age, right? Not necessarily changing the way we're growing them, but maybe just the atmosphere and the environment that we create, so that as we're growing up, you know, we're exposed to these opportunities and to the different diverse career paths that are really out there for us.
Yeah. Awesome. And why do you think like girls don't feel comfortable in like certain spaces right now? Like you were saying, for example, in high school, like it's kind of hard to find a place where you belong. Like, why do you think that is?
I think it's just like kind of adding on to my point, it's just the way that kind of this environment that we've created and paved from the beginning. And I think that it's just that it's really hard for us to change the way that we've been doing things from the past. So I think it's just the way that our system has been running for so long. But it's also just about, you know, for not seeing a lot of other females in that career path. I think for myself, especially when I see someone else really successful in something, that just automatically motivates me to want to go into it and start doing something there. So I think that that is something that females don't, they're kind of blind to, because there are a lot of females out there that are really successful within these career paths, but it's not necessarily very transparent to a lot of the youth and girls within school. You know, I feel like the real world out there is a lot different than what we are taught within school or what we usually see within our little bubble. And so I think it's really just about breaking those stereotypes and breaking the way that we've been doing things traditionally and just creating that space, because that's a large reason why, you know, females have not been comfortable. And it's going to continue to be that way unless we decide to get up and really do something about it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what do you think we need to do? Like, what do you think the next steps are when you say, like, we need to get up and do something about it? Like, what would you say needs to happen?
Yeah, so I think one of the largest things is just getting political leaders, you know, social workers, any sort of active member of our society should just kind of come together. It's one thing to just advocate for something and empower females, but I think it's another thing to really start to also just produce those opportunities. I think that we've seen a lot of empowerment happening for females, and we see a lot of people speaking out about it, but it's also creating initiatives where females can get involved, creating opportunities. And not to say that they have to be very specific to females, but I think that we need to be able to create that space so that more females are getting involved and they have a important role within what they're working on. And so I think that largest thing is just looking at those political leaders or any sort of leader within our society to just get up, because those are the people that can make the largest impact. But I also think that as a whole society, if everyone kind of steps in and gets going on this, we can have a huge impact being made. And so the next step for sure is just starting to create more initiatives and starting to get more political and social workers and any sort of members of our society to just start advocating for stuff like this a little bit more, start to fill in that gap. But also just within our education system, because I just touched upon that a lot, it could also be a great idea to start changing the way that we are doing things within our schools and start to create a little bit more of a safer space within that as well. So I think it's also a little bit more about changing the way that we do things within our schools, or changing the education system, certain things that we're teaching. Just different things like that, I think can be really helpful to start just creating impact, not on a low scale, but also on a larger scale.
Awesome. I love all of that. And I just want to ask a few questions now about like you and like your own journey. So like, you found out about all of this maybe like a year ago, I think, or like not too long ago, right?
Yeah. So I'd say like, I've always been interested, but I think I didn't really start to just take the initiative and get involved until like a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm. So like, what did you do to build up like the courage and the initiative to go after all of these things? Because I think a lot of other young women, like, they kind of hold themselves back from like really speaking out and like going after what they're passionate about. So like, what did you do to kind of like overcome that?
So I think for me, it's just been that I always just took risks. So I think one important thing is just to take risks and not be afraid to fail. for me, myself, I'm someone who I'm pretty much very much of a perfectionist. And so when things don't go my way, I do get upset about it. But I think that it's taken time for me to train that skill of just not caring as much, just going with the flow and realizing that failure is actually good. Failure helps you grow. And I think you don't really feel you have a big fail that really affects you. And then you start to kind of push back and you start to, in the moment, you are upset about it. But I think in the long term, you really do grow back. When you look back at that, you realize how much you've grown. So for me, I think it's just been training my mindset and training those skills so that I'm able to take more risks and I'm not afraid of failure, because I think a lot of people, it's just kind of us as humans, is that we're afraid to do something because we're afraid of the outcome, or we think that we're just not good enough or we're going to fail. So I think it's just about not really caring about the outcome, but looking into the process and the journey, because that's really what matters. And, you know, really your outcome will be based on your process and how hard you work within your, as long as you're working really, really hard, and you're just trying your best, you know that you'll have a positive outcome. And so I think if you just look at it like that, it just becomes much easier for you to take risks. If you just really don't look at it as failure, but look at it as a growth journey. And that's obviously something that will take time. But I think that if we all create an atmosphere where females are able to think that way and we're all able to live by that, then I think that there's no reason for anyone to be afraid to take risks. So if there is anyone out there who, you know, wants to get involved in the space and is really not sure what to do, I would just highly recommend just going online and looking at what other people have done, or looking at just events or somewhere where they can go and get involved. I think the largest one for me is just events. So, you know, if there's a space where you want to get involved, just look up events that are related to that, and you're going to go there, and believe it or not, you're going to meet a lot of like-minded people who are trying to achieve the same thing as you, and those people might be of help to you. So I think that it's all just about taking risks and start by little things like that, and before you know it, you'll be more involved in the space and you'll start to grow and really understand what the space is. I think those would be some of the biggest tips that I would give out from my personal experience.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I think that's such a perfect note to end on, is like really encouraging people to go out and take risks, because that's really how we grow, is like by stepping outside of our comfort zones. So So with that being said, like, it was so lovely to have you on. And if people want to reach out to you or connect with you, like, where can they do that?
Yeah. So I have social media. So if you just search up my name, Alishba Imran, as well as you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I am pretty much on every platform. So just reach out to me. I'd love to talk to everyone and connect with new people. So yeah, my LinkedIn is just Alishba, my name, Imran. And then I also have Instagram, as well as you can connect with me over email, as well as just my name and then my last name. So my last initials, it's alishbai734@gmail.com. And yeah, and I'm also going to be publishing my personal website soon. So maybe I can link that onto the podcast so people can access that as well somehow.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll have like a link section in the description of the podcast.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, yeah, again, thank you so much for being on. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and to share this with someone who would be interested. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.